With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Democrats have been reminded of President Biden's political shortcomings this week as the party is quickly unraveling. That follows the release of Special Prosecutor Robert Hur's report that questioned Biden's memory. He has cleared Biden of any criminal charges despite finding evidence the president did willfully retain and share highly classified information as a private citizen. Special counsel has made repeated negative references to the 81-year-old president's age and memory. President Biden is growing unhappy with the Israeli military's response in Gaza. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Since the October 7th Hamas attack against Israel, the president has supported the Jewish state's right to retaliate. Here at home, he's requested additional U.S. aid for Israel. But the White House also has decried the number of civilian casualties in Gaza as Israeli forces target Hamas. And this week, Mr. Biden went a step further, calling that response in Gaza over the top. The president is facing a political backlash from Arab Americans who are demanding that he support a permanent ceasefire. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, senators are working on a $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine. Armed Services Committee member Dan Sullivan of Alaska says the supplemental aid bill also offers robust aid to U.S. allies.
The components of this legislation, particularly on Taiwan and Israel, which generally unifies Republicans, is really, really strong, much stronger than what Biden sent up.
And Senator Sullivan was interviewed earlier in the week by the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. A pastor in Vietnam is going to jail.
Ne Blang has been sentenced to 4.5 years behind bars for holding a worship service in his home. Radio Free Asia reports he was tried without a lawyer and was officially charged with, quote, inciting actions against the state's interests. The communist government of Vietnam remains hostile to Christianity, especially as practiced by the minority Montagnard people. Religious freedom groups warn that persecution in Vietnam has been increasing lately. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian coffee shop in Denver still under siege for nearly 8 months now. LGBT protesters have gathered outside the Drip Cafe to decry the business' biblical stand on human sexuality. Owner Jamie Sanchez says the demonstrations are hurting the bottom line. There has also been vandalism. Opened the cafe last summer in an effort to raise money for the nonprofit Recycle God's Love Ministry. This is SRN News. Okay, over the years, we've heard of radio stations going off the air because of a storm or maybe a technical issue of sorts, but this particular case just may be an all-time first. Here's correspondent Keith Peters.
A radio station manager says the theft of its giant tower has silenced what used to be the voice of a small Alabama town and surrounding county. Authorities say a thief or thieves made off with the 200-foot tower, which was discovered missing February 2nd. That shut down WJLX radio in Jasper, Alabama. So far, no arrests have been made. WJLX general manager Brett Elmore says a nearby building that stored important equipment was also vandalized, with every piece of equipment inside stolen. The station had no insurance on any of it. He estimates it'll take anywhere from $60,000 to $100,000 to rebuild. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com.